on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Born and Raised. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. This is your home for the UNLV Rebels. Now with Caleb Herring and Steve Cofield, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Hearty welcome to you on the Tony Sanchez Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And we got a lot of folks here tonight as we chat with head coach Tony Sanchez. Of course, we've got Caleb Herring and Steve Cofield here as well. We've got World Series action going on, some hoops, some hockey, all kinds of stuff here. And this is just a great place. The food is terrific. We talk about it every week. And they got great service here, 24 hours, Born and Raised. We're at Warm Springs, right by between Buffalo and Durango, right off of Cimarron. And, Coach, you're already crushing some of those sliders over there. You're way ahead of us.
That's it, man. Good sliders, and you got a little apps going. It's good stuff right here.
Nice. Who's got the artichoke?
I got the artichoke, too.
You got the artichoke, too?
Yep. We're working hard tonight.
Okay. Not mine.
We got a problem with time.
Way too healthy.
What's the time of possession here? What do you have?
I mean, he's way ahead of the game right now. Coach got right to it. Came in and got a mini as soon as he sat down, so we're all playing catch-up at this point, but, I mean, can you blame him? It looks amazing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I just shared one of those a little while ago.
I had no game plan. I'm way behind.
You know
water,
what? The night is young.
That's all I need, actually. Yeah. Drink a lot of water.
All right, we're going to get into the upcoming game this Saturday at San Jose State. Second half of the show, we'll have a chat. Steve had a chance to catch up to quarterback Max Gillum. At practice, actually at the, I believe it was the press conference that you attended on Monday.
Practice today, actually. Very fresh.
All right, fresh. We don't have to check the expiration date. We know it's good. That's going to come up in the second half of the show. But firstly, the Rebels, you know, they're down 41-21. Made a nice effort to get a couple of touchdowns. They got a couple of turnovers, a couple of stops on defense. A little too little, a little too late, and they lost 41-35. To Air Force on homecoming on Friday night. And, Coach, they just seem to just dig a little bit too big of a hole.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it came out, we played really well on defense in the first quarter. You know, I mean, they got down in the red zone, got two stops, turned them into field goals, you know, and we were able to, you know, take that lead after the first quarter. And we extended that lead, and a couple big things. Number one, right before the half, you know, when we extended that lead to 21-13, at that point, defense hadn't been that bad. You get the stop there, and it's not a bad defensive half, you know. But that was crucial. Left with 4 minutes left, letting them go down and score, make it a one-point game. And then they came out and did some really good things and, you know, extended that lead. But there was plenty of time when we got down by 20. And college football, you can come back from that. You know, the biggest, you know, deal there was, that first turnover, missing that field goal. I mean, that was critical because at the end of the game, you got two options. You can go down and kick, you go down and score to win, or you kick the field goal to go to overtime. And, it took that opportunity away. So the defense, again, found themselves in the fourth quarter, got two turnovers, you know, got forced a punt, and, did, you know, got it shut out in that quarter. So played well down the end, but, man, that second and third quarter, it was rough going on the defensive side.
So the struggles on defense were pretty much ongoing throughout most of the game, but in the fourth quarter, they had somewhat of a turnaround. What needs to happen to get that momentum defensively going into San Jose State?
Well, like I said, we came out, and it wasn't bad on defense. I mean, the first quarter wasn't a bad quarter. You give up 6 points to Air Force, that's not a bad quarter. I'll take that, you know. Anybody take that. You know, the middle of the game, it really kept us off balance. When they adjusted and they started doing more of their quarterback runs, you know, a little less option. It was more quarterback keep, you know, with an option look off of it. They gashed us a couple times at that. And then right before the half, you know, they threw three balls in a row off their back foot, and we just got to do a better job playing the ball in space. And we got guys, they got their heads down, they're not looking up, watching the ball and fighting, attacking it. And we just got to play with more confidence back there.
How tough is it as you're, because really the middle of the game, it seemed like diagnosing what they were doing, it was sort of a chess match that you guys were on the wrong side of. How hard is it to pick up on what they're doing, or were they just changing things up rapidly, basically from series to series?
They're kind of changing things up, and the biggest thing in a game like that is your safety play. Your safety's got to do a really, really good job because they have got to go ahead and they've got to take the quarterback down the alley, then they got to fold over the top to the pitch on that. And our guys early in the game, you know, they were getting outside on the pitch, and then all of a sudden the safety started playing it better. They started overrunning the quarterback, and you saw it first play of the second half. You know, Dalton overruns it, quarterback keeps it and runs right up the seam on that. And again, you got to stay inside out on all those phases.
Since it's such a tough team to prepare for on any given week out of 11, how hard is it at halftime to make adjustments when you know they're going to come out at halftime with some sort of adjustment? With a team where every job is so important, like the dive, the pitch, the quarterback, how hard is it to anticipate, I guess, coming out of the locker room, what they're going to adjust to and how they're going to change their game plan?
Well, you know, you got to look at what you're doing, what's been hurting you, and they're doing the same thing. So you know you're going to adjust to fix that, but then they're going to go into that next phase. So, again, the triple's got so many varieties to it, so many variations. You know, and they do different things off it now. It's not just a traditional triple. They're going to throw some toss loops out there. They went to that quite a few times. You know, and the play action pass is a killer if you don't have your eyes right. You know, and there's a couple of times we didn't have our eyes right, and it just really hurt us.
And then speaking on that, the play action pass, Isaiah Sanders, it was questionable who was going to take the start at quarterback for Air Force. He came in and, for all intents and purposes, was the best quarterback that Air Force has had. I mean, he set a record with as far as rushing yards and passing yards in one game. Was it anticipated at all that he would be as efficient in the passing game?
No, and it was frustrating, too, because, again, you diagnose it at the end of that half. And I mean, my goodness. I mean, he's throwing off his back foot. The ball's going end over end, and we're not making the plays back there. I mean, we're playing zero, right? I mean, you're in cover zero because of what they do, saying Simon Sound. We've got guys on their guys, and we got to cover them better. We got to play with more confidence. And we had a safety run and actually in front of the ball and went right over his head, right on our own sidelines. And, again, you're doing that when you're not playing with a bunch of confidence.
Prior to the game, Ty Jason Roberts was out there. His mom was there. Discuss, if you would, what that meant to the team in terms of an emotional, moral uplift.
Big deal. Ty Jason's a real popular kid, one of our better players. We really miss him in that secondary right now as we're starting nickel. But just to see him up and walking and smiling, you know, when we got there from the buses, went through the Rebel walk, and he greeted every single player, came into the locker room. It was just good to have his presence around there. And, you know, we all know, I mean, how serious it was. I mean, he was literally a millimeter away from not walking again. And it could have been even worse than that. So to see him up and in good spirits and doing well, it's a blessing.
So has he been around the team? Or was that the first time that the team was in? Did they know he was going to be there? Or was that the first time?
We told him earlier in the week that he was going to be at the game. That's the first time they've seen him in a while, though, because what they basically did when they released him from the hospital, he went back to California so he could be close to his mom when he was, you know, in their hospital getting therapy. But now they released him to outpatient therapy. So he's going in for the occupational therapy but living at home. So it's just easier being at home. Now, he'll come back in the spring, though. In the spring, we expect him to be back and be on campus in the school. So it'll be good to have him around.
And what does he want to do with his future?
You know what? He's still milling around, but I know he's on pace to get his degree, and, you know, he's talked about business. And I mean, you know, like a lot of kids, you know, just still trying to figure that part of it out. But in the meantime, he's doing a great job in the classroom, 3.0 student, getting his grades up, and he'll be successful no matter what he does.
On the subject of injuries, and we touched on this right before the show began, the secondary getting dinged up now, Evan Austrey, Jericho Flowers.
Yeah, it's really hard in the secondary right now in the safeties because we lost Luka Vardik in the spring to a knee. And then Phillip Hill's a young guy we brought in out of Texas, and he had a broken bone in his foot, so he's out too. So now you got Evan down also. And we're real thin back there. So now you've got Greg Francis that'll get in and get an opportunity to play, and Demetrius Gibbs, he's been playing, but he'll play a whole lot this game. This is a team that's going to force you to play a bunch of nickel, so those three guys are going to be on the field.
You want to talk about Gibbs as a player? Because he's a guy who, man, he's fired up on the field. But I've also seen you at times like, bro, you got. Not that you're calling him bro, but you got to dial it down because he'll make mistakes out of aggression. I mean, he looks like he's got some potential, but he's got to play under control.
He does. You know, he's an emotional guy. I mean, sometimes when you tackle a guy out of bounds and he wants to finish with that push or he wants to push off a guy on the ground, I mean, those are the type of discipline things you can't have. So he's been lucky. You know, he's been called for one personal foul this year. We don't want to see a second one. So, you know, again, I'd rather say yay than giddy up to a horse, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at least he's fired up and he's out there, you know, showing some emotion. And he's getting better and better. I mean, he's a guy, you know, he's in his junior year right now and he's getting a chance to play a bunch and he's starting to show up. The biggest thing with him is consistency. Just got to be consistent in his approach and preparation and practice.
Second most points that anybody scored on Air Force this year. So how much more comfortable did Max Gilmore look to you?
He looked really comfortable. He did a really good job. I mean, when you look at the first half, the way we were able to move the ball and, you know, put up 21 points. And, you know, you look at the second half, and, we had that, you know, the one possession where, we missed a field goal. But other than that, I mean, he was pretty explosive. He delivered the ball to a bunch of different receivers, got everybody involved in the game, you know, and because of that, Lex was able to break off a big run. So I'm impressed. Each week he's gotten better and better. We all know he struggled in that first half against New Mexico, and there's a lot of reasons for that, win and all that stuff. But got better in the second half. Utah State, you know, he had one mishap, with the interception, but overall played a pretty decent game, a little jittery. But you saw those jitters completely get eliminated this last week. I mean, he did a really good job of being on time and delivering the ball. Really good red zone quarterback.
I wanted to ask you,
yeah,
what are you seeing from upstairs with Max?
I think he's really confident, and that's one of the things that it's hard to get, but he got it pretty quickly considering that he got thrown out there into the fire. But he's confident in his ability. It got him in trouble against Utah State. He tried to make a kind of a tough throw up and over coverage and try to sink it down, but I see confidence in him, and he has arm talent, which you can see that in spring ball when my first look at him. He has the arm talent to kind of make throws, but as he kind of gets more comfortable with the offense, I think maybe a little risky. A coach mentioned it last week with making some checks that where they just wanted to kind of run that play. But those are things that you can work with, and the more he plays, it'll be better. But I see a confident guy who has all the arm potential. He's making good plays, and I think there's a couple of things that you can nitpick here and there where it's like you're doing good things, but maybe not necessarily the things that you need to do to win the game in a clutch situation, if you will. But he played well enough last week especially to win the game. So I think he's showing some good things as a quarterback right now.
Does he need to be more decisive at times, though, in terms of getting the ball out and avoiding the sack?
He does. You know, it definitely improved from the Utah State game to this last game. We talked about that quite a bit. Having that clock going in your head, understanding, hit and throw. And you saw some underthrown balls and some vertical routes this last game. It was a little frustrating. We got some PIs on them, but, when you got your guy beat, you want to see those go into the end zone. So, again, you don't look them open. You got to throw them open. So, again, we're being hypercritical. He did some really good things. But, yeah, if you want to look for the next evolution of him to improve, it's going to be throwing the ball in time. That was right on.
I think one of the big plays – maybe just as a quarterback for me, it was a big play, was that it was the last drive, I think, the last possession where he was scrambling away, trying to get out, and he ended up taking a loss but ran out of bounds instead of just throwing it away. That's one of those things. How do you coach that up as a player? Because in my opinion, it's one of those plays that is not necessarily a detrimental thing, but those marginal mistakes, I think, make a big difference. How do you coach that up in film?
I mean, you sit down and film, you show the situation, you talk him through it, and then when you get in the field, you have to create those situations. And you were at practice today, we worked a two-minute drill, and same thing. I mean, he got flushed to his left, and he's got Lex down the sideline, and we're behind him, throw it away, and he does. He throws right away, and then Evan comes in and kicks the field goal. You know what I mean? So we kind of work that exact same situation. So you got to try to find a way for those things to work themselves into practice. You know, when you do it and you've lived through it, you're going to be better at it the next time, and that's why it's so critical for quarterbacks to have game experience.
Earlier in the week, Lexington Thomas was talking about the chain reaction when Max's game is on. He simply said, look, when his game is on, they can't load up the box. That opens it up for me a lot more.
It does. I mean, and the crazy thing about it, with this last game against Air Force, they loaded it up. I mean, there was eight guys and sometimes nine guys. They were hell-bent on not letting us run the football. And Lex is a great player, so he made his great play. But overall, when you look, I mean, they did a pretty good job against our run game. I mean, we had 170-some-odd yards rushing, and I think 78 came on one play. So because of that, though, it's on Max to go ahead and move this offense along, and he did just that. So I think now if you're San Jose and you're watching that, you're going like, all right, this guy can play ball. You know, we're gonna have to play this true.
Can we talk a little more about the run game and bring up the point that you brought up last week and kind of get the coach's reaction on facing defenses that have someone over the center? Can you explain that to the audience again? Because I think that's fascinating, because obviously as the season's gone along, the run game has changed a bit, and there's an adjustment game on both sides.
Absolutely. I think there's especially when you're running gap plays like a power play or something like that, there's, as a quarterback, when you go into it with a game plan against an odd front, the rules are different to what you want to check and how you want to attack it. If there's a guy lined up in the A gap, that's usually where you want to go. But if he's right over the nose, it's harder to tell where the strength of that offense is going, where the line's going to be slanting. So just getting into the right call is a little bit tougher from a quarterback perspective. From the offensive line's perspective, it's a little bit hard because everybody on every play has to be aware that the center is going to need help. Whether it's a pass or a run, you're going to have to make sure that nose is taken care of. in order to move the line. So, I mean, there's just different ways to attacking an odd front defense that kind of is different from an even front that usually is what's played at this level. More and more teams now are going to the odd front because it gives you that three down lineman, and there's more that you can do with the four linebackers behind them as far as bringing blitzes from the boundary or from the field and just kind of keeping the offense off balance. So it's tougher to prepare for, in my opinion, at least in my playing experience as it was.
So what do you think? How'd you adjust? Did you adjust well? I mean, they had a, you know, big kid for Air Force. They had a big kid, a 312-pounder over the center. How do you grade it?
You know, again, we did fine. We moved the ball well over 400 yards, put a bunch of points, scored 35 points, most anybody scored on them, you know, second most. So we moved the ball fine. We've done it for so long, you know, odd fronts, even fronts. It's just like chess. I mean, it's just you know your system, you know your adjustments off it, you know your calls on it. You know, we show them odd and even throughout camp all the way through. So, you know, it's you know, and you're bringing that up. Most people do go to that, and I think one of the biggest reasons people have gone to it is easier to recruit to. You know what I'm saying? At times, it's just, you know, there's less D linemen out there. You can get more linebacker type safety bodies and do some different things. And then, you know, with that no huddle tempo, that really fast, you saw a lot of defenses start really playing unconventional defense. And, you know, that's why a lot of them give up a lot of points, too, and they get gashed. I mean, because, I mean, it's just hyper pressure type of stuff. So there's a lot of evolution that's been going on, you know, in football with that. But, I don't care if you're an odd or an even front. If Armani's a quarterback, we're going to run the ball all over you. Nothing you can do about it. It's just so that's changed. You know, I mean, you know, I think the last odd front we played that he was in, he rushed for 180 yards. So, with Max evolving, and he's not Armani, but he's a good player. We're changing our offense too. We're changing our identity around his strengths, which are totally different than Armani's strengths. I mean, they can do some similar things. But we don't need him running a bunch of quarterback power and a bunch of QB counter and a bunch of QB lead zone and things like that. We need him to run the read zone type stuff, run the bubble, you know, type stuff. And he can get into space and get his, you know, 30 or 40 yards a game. We're not relying on him to go ahead and be the heavy hitter. And if you look at the production, too, when a guy like Armani's in, all of the running backs have much higher numbers because the way they're accounting for him. Well, now we're starting to see a little bit less of that, but now all the receivers are starting to have a little bit higher production numbers. So there's a balance in there somewhere that you'd like to find.
Take our first break now. The Tony Sanchez Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Don't miss a big play. While you're checking your phone, access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu. Get stats and scores in your TV screen without interrupting the game. Visit cox.com/contour. To learn more, much more to come. Tony Sanchez Radio Show rolling on from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. This is the Tony Sanchez Show on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Smith's can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Smith's makes it easy with store pickup. Or if you like, you can choose delivery too. So now it's easier than ever to check out while you're chilling when you shop online with the Smith's app or at smithsfoodanddrug.com. Try it and see.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see,
so much to do.
You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/emergency care. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at diamondbacklandsurveying.com. 823-3257.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at LDirector's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Finley Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Finley Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Welcome back. We're here at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. The Tony Sanchez Show rolling on and brought to you in part by Dignity Health, where we know no one wants to be in an ER waiting room for long. That's why we offer a service that allows you to wait at home, because healing takes more than medicine. It also takes understanding. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Well, we got hockey going on here. We got the World Series. Dodgers and Red Sox now tied at one in the fourth inning in game two after the Red Sox won the first game yesterday. Caleb Herring, what role does fear play in a quarterback's game?
Wow. That's probably one of the most underrated things that a quarterback has to go through. And you don't even realize it's fear necessarily when you're playing, but you can't be afraid of a lot of different things. You can't be afraid to make the tough throw. You can't be afraid of getting hit. You can't be afraid of checking out of something. You can't be afraid of being wrong, if that's it, because you have to be confident in every decision you make, because it shows when you're not. And I think quarterback more than any – I think any other position in sports, maybe pitcher has just as much pressure because it's all on your arm. But quarterback, there's so much different moving parts to be thinking about and so much more to be focused and locked in on. Not only all 11 guys on your side of the ball, but quarterback has to know what all 11 guys on the other side are doing as well and be confident and comfortable to make a decision in a blink of an eye, really, on what's going to make a successful play or not. And then not only that, but after the game, if things go wrong, you got to be ready and not afraid to step up to the media and then take the criticism from the people outside of the team, because the brunt of that falls on you, not the receivers, not, you know, not the line. Most of the time, it's just the quarterback. So it's a, you have to be fearless to step into those shoes. And I think like that's probably one of the more underrated things. People always frame it in the terms of courageousness, but I think it's, or confidence, but being afraid is something you just can't be as a quarterback.
When you talk about being fearless, of course, Coach, you were a wide receiver for two different colleges. You get run a pattern over the middle. There's always the idea of hearing footsteps and that sort of thing, but that's something that everybody's got to overcome, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's just part of maturing and growing up as a player and having some toughness to your core, you know. And I'll be honest with you, there's guys on Sunday that don't like doing that, and you see them flinch away, but they're talented, so they're there, you know. And then, you, I mean, throughout the course of my career, I mean, the guys you really remember, man, those tough guys who just don't listen to the footsteps and they just play the game. And it's hard to do, though. It really is hard to do, and some guys are better at it than others.
When you're in the locker room or on the sidelines, can you sense nervousness, apprehension, fear?
Yeah, I don't know if you sense a lot of fear. I guess apprehension, nervousness, fear, you can kind of all put it all into one, you know, one big emotion. But there's definitely flows that you feel. It's like, hey, guys, you got to bring the stuff back. And the biggest thing is energy. You know, you feel the energy. I mean, that stuff is evident out there. And when you feel the energy, you feel good about that. But, when you're a program or a team like UNLV and what we've done, you know, and, man, and there's high expectations and you're starting to climb the mountain a little bit and all of a sudden something goes wrong, it's so easy to fall back into that, oh, my goodness, what happened? And you can't do that. You just can't. You got to be tougher than that, and you got to fight through that stuff.
Can I tell you, that's one of the biggest things on the sidelines that I track, and I'm always texting Caleb. I'm like, hey, they're a little down right now. This unit seems a little down. This one seems up. And, you know, I know you made the comment about the New Mexico game. I think it was a Mexico game where, you know, you guys were making plays, and then there was a lack of energy.
Yeah.
So, man, managing what goes on the sidelines is fascinating.
It's an interesting deal in this game. You know, there's a lot of variety of reasons that stuff happens. And, you know, me and Caleb were talking before, too. You get to this point of the season, I don't care what your record is, it's a lot of football on you now. I mean, there's a lot of mental stress that's going on, a lot of physical stress that's going on. And the monotony of practice and doing those things week in and week out, it's fun, but it's draining, right? So you got to find yourself. I mean, you look at a game last week, you know, with Ohio State. I mean, that's a heck of a football team, and they just got flat, you know. And a team like Purdue comes out earlier in the year, you know, Old Dominion, right, and play Virginia Tech, and it's just like, whoa. I mean, it's just, you know, you all of a sudden you get a little flat. Remember, you're playing against a bunch of guys that got scholarships. It don't make a difference who they are.
Yeah.
You can find yourself in a world of hurt, and we know that.
So,
and I was going to say, there's a fine line within a unit, right? You want them to be fired up and have expectations of each other, but then over that line is starting to fight with each other, you know, complaining, stuff like that. That also has to be managed.
No doubt about it. And that's why you always say there's got to be a little even keeledness to your approach. I mean, you got to be excited about it, but it doesn't mean you got to be jumping up and down, right? Being louder than the guy next to you doesn't mean you're more excited than the guy next to you. You know, it's big body language, it's demeanor, it's the way you walk, it's the way you talk, it's where you hold your shoulders, where you hold your head. I mean, you just have to stay engaged, and you have to be true to who you are. Some guys are vocal guys, some guys are quieter guys, and not one, you know, better than the other. It's just, you've got to get, I tell our guys all the time, you've got to make an individual effort to get yourself right going into this competition, going into this practice, going into everything. So you manage it all the time.
So you touched on the midseason monotony, and it, as a player, one of the things, I experienced that myself, where you just, as much as you love the game, you just get tired of it. So every now and then you just need to get re-energized about it. I know you brought music to practice at UNLV, something that I would have appreciated as a player, so I appreciate you for that.
Yeah.
I think that's a way to kind of bring the energy level back for the guys out there practicing every day. What are some of the other ways that you kind of tried to guard against that monotony setting in?
You know, I think part of it, too, is just the talking to the guys about the approach, and it's like, hey, you know, we don't have to get in a big circle and jump up and down every day before practice. That in itself is exhausting,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like, but be workmanlike to it, you know what I'm saying? You know, find your groove, you know, not every day is going to be an off-the-chart, you know, energetic day, but it's got to stay within the pocket of competition. Mm. It's got to stay within a level of maturity that allows you to progress and to grow. The level of focus has to be there. So, you know, it's not just me. I mean, it's me, it's all of our coaches. Everyone's got a different approach. I talk to our coaches every day in our staff meeting is, Your job is to get your room right. Get your room right. And that's mentally, that's physically, that's technically, all those things. So everyone's got a way they can kind of push the buttons of the guys, and then you got to come and message it as a head coach and get the guys going. I'll tell you what, it would have been real easy after those 2 weeks for our guys to kind of just go, oh, man, you know, here we go. And they did. They fought their tail off. I mean, for that defense to step up and play like they did in the fourth quarter, and, you know, one of them was a mistake on a pitch, but Javen, man, he put his hand in there and ripped that ball out, and then Jericho fought for it on the ground. And, I mean, Dipson got a stop at the end of the game, and we hadn't really stopped them at all. I mean,
yeah.
We got some turnovers, but we hadn't got stops. And then get that stop, make them do it, and then offense to play the way. They're no quitting these guys. And you know what? And if you just watch the way they carry themselves and the way they talk to each other, I mean, they're all in. They're all in. We don't know what the heck the future holds, but we're going to go out there and fight our tails off to get some more wins.
Oh, we touched on the element of nervousness, things like that. Caleb, when you played, when you approached the line, was there? Can you name one or two players where you looked across the line and said, I don't want any part of that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a quick answer.
I stepped across from J.J. Watt, and it was in garbage time. It was the first time we played Wisconsin in Sandboy Stadium. He was there, and I stepped up as a – at that point, I was a redshirt freshman getting the garbage time minutes. And I came out, and I looked at him, and I just got afraid, and I was terrified. I will admit it right now that I looked at that man, and I said, "Wow, that's the difference right there." He's been in the weight room, so yeah, that's probably the one though that I would say I legitimately he struck the fear into me before the snap even happened.
All right, we get time for our second break on the Tony Sanchez Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. But before we take that break, I want to tell you a little bit more about Born and Raised and some of the other reasons for joining us. Promos during all UNLV games include $3 Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra Drafts, $4 Estrella Jalisco Drafts, $20 100-ounce towers of Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra, $20 buckets of Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra bottles. Brand new happy hour featuring, well, let's put it this way, why limit happy hour to just an hour? It's Born and Raised time. 40 items to choose from, including all appetizers and sliders, and all for $6 or less. Promos for all NFL games include the same beer specials I just named as the have for the UNLV games, plus $5 Jägermeister shots, $5 Absolute Bloody Marys on Sundays. And don't forget Bar Plinko for all Sunday night and Monday night NFL games. Guests can play Bar Plinko. Every guest will get a paper jersey of an offensive player from that night's game. And if your player scores, you get to play Plinko for a chance to win the following: tickets to an NFL game, passes for Pole Position Raceway, a car wash, appetizers, beer towers, shirts, and hats, all here at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Back with a whole lot more second half of the show coming up. This is the Tony Sanchez Show on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full-service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered. Or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125, 26 dents. Or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com. 823-3257.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing,
a live show,
a movie,
delicious dining,
and one of South Point's 11 restaurants.
So much to see,
so much to do,
you won't know where to start first.
This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/emergency care. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95, early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
He's going to hit one deep down the field. And it's caught! It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like that moment when your team clinches a win. The Friday night lights, all those Saturday tailgate traditions, hours in front of the TV on Sunday. Football means tradition. Whether you played or cheered along, the feeling of game day never ends. Join the community and celebrate the game. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Football Matters.
I have too much fun in introducing you. All right, welcome back to the Tony Sanchez Show. I'm born and raised the official home of the Rebels on the road. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Woo! Come by today and see why thousands have made the switch to... Woo! Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. And that is number one volume Chevrolet dealer. Find new roads. It's better with age. I love it.
You even have more fun doing that than I have introducing it. That's just the way it should be. That's the way it should be in the world of professional sportscasting, my friends. All right, we're here at the Born to Raise, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And we're visiting, of course, as we do every week, with head coach Tony Sanchez. Steve Cofield is here. We have Steve's conversation with quarterback Max Gillum coming up in just a few moments. Caleb Herring here as well. If you're looking for a great car deal, remember, nobody sells or services more vehicles in Nevada than Findlay Toyota. At Findlay Toyota, they'll do anything to sell you a car. Coach, after the game and at the press conference on Monday, you talked extensively about some of the frustrations about this game against Air Force. But one of the things that just, I mean, it just looking back, you just sort of grind your teeth at was it Tylee, a couple of times, Tylee Collins, once on a kick return, once on a play late in the fourth quarter in a pass play, lost his footing, where otherwise, who knows?
Yeah, that punt return was set up pretty good. He did a great job of making the first guy miss, and then he was getting ready to hit the chute down the left side. And, you know, with his talent level, who knows what happens with that thing. But, you know, both of those, he's trying to make a big play. He's giving tremendous effort, so he can't really get on the guy. I mean, you can talk to him a little bit about, you know, cutting on your outside foot, not your inside foot, things like that. But that last one was set up beautifully, man. We had that flip screen, and we had that thing blocked perfect, and a good chance he ends up going all the way in. But it didn't, and you got to go ahead and execute on the fourth down. But, you know, that some of those things wish went your way on that.
But still, he's got more touches, so you're mixing him in a lot more.
Yeah, he's catching balls. He's getting reverses. He's got carries, you know, punt returns. And he did a really, really good job. He's a special guy.
I'm excited about him, as I'm sure a lot of people that have seen him in space are. Are the reins still on him? Are you still kind of holding him back, or is it kind of just unlimited full go now? He's a part of the system now.
He's a total part of the system. I mean, he's got it. He's got his rotation in. You know, he's in those five guys that are kind of getting the majority of the reps right now. We've got some set stuff just for him. You know, and early on he struggled with just, you know, all the different formations and getting lined up right and making some of the reads. And every once in a while, heck, this last game he busted a line route. He came on in and he ran the wrong play, and it kind of screwed us up down there in the red zone. Luckily, we were able to score off that. That could have been the killer. But he's a young guy. When you play a freshman, they're going to make some freshman mistakes.
Armani Rogers, obviously, it's one of those things where you want to make sure that, I guess, structurally, the foot's got to be sound before any kind of anything else can be really discussed seriously.
He's out of a boot now. He's walking around in tennis shoes, which that's a good sign. He's walking around pain-free. That's a good sign. He went in and they made a graphite sole for his shoe that'll protect it from, you know, bending and things like that, his toes and such. So we'll see how he progresses over the next couple weeks.
All right, the Rebels are going to come up on the road this Saturday at San Jose State. They've not won there in a long time. We're going to go into depth about the Spartans and what they're all about. But Mr. Steve Cofield had a chance to catch up with the Rebel quarterback, Max Gillum, right?
So before we play the convo with Max, Tell people about Max in terms of his personality, because obviously I only had a five-minute conversation with him. He was pretty quiet with me. But, you know, quarterbacks all have different personalities, and they're not all going to be, you know, these dominating figures. What is he like?
He is just, I mean, and not in a bad way, just kind of a laissez-faire, kind of a cool California, wind in his hair, just having a good old time, you know. He's remember Matthew McConaughey and Dazed and Confused? Check it later.
Oh my goodness.
But without all the bad stuff, you know? he's just a cool dude, you know? I mean, he's really popular on the team. The guys really, really like him. Great demeanor about himself. And it's good, though, because he never gets too loud. Never too high, never too low.
So I got a chance to talk to Max today at practice for about 5 minutes and just started out just mentioning, you know, his excitement level, you know, being kind of fired up, and he was California cool coming out.
Yep, that's him all the way.
I've been really excited the last couple weeks. I was glad I got an opportunity, obviously. Feel bad for Armani. You never want to see a guy get hurt, especially one of your friends. But I've been feeling really good the last couple weeks.
Did you feel like when you got the gig 3 weeks ago, you were ready at that point, or did you need some actual playing time on the field?
No, I knew I was ready. I was super excited and felt confident in myself and everyone around me, so I was definitely ready.
What were the things you grew from in the first two games? What were the things you need to really work on, and you kind of noticed that, hey, I'm not as sharp as I need to be these first couple of games?
Mm-hmm. I say our timing with the receivers definitely improved over the first couple of games, and just the chemistry with, I mean, not even just the receivers, the running backs, and the offense as a whole. So I definitely think we've gotten better.
Where are you most comfortable throwing the ball, pocket or getting out of the pocket?
I feel comfortable doing both. I feel like I'm pretty good throwing on the run, but I also can throw pretty well in the pocket, so I'm comfortable doing both.
What's your favorite type of throw? Because obviously you've been hooking up on some of those back shoulders in the end zone area, but what's your favorite throw, deep throw? Is it back shoulder? Is it over the middle of the field, slant?
I like deep throws. Deep throws are definitely fun, but I like touchdowns. Touchdowns, they're my favorite.
Yeah, what was it like? Well, tell us as a quarterback what it's like when a couple of games ago you have Tyleek, you know, jetting down the field. Those look like easy passes to complete, but are they?
I mean, with Tyleek, you really just got to throw it up, put some air under it, and let him run under it, and most of the time he'll get there.
You want to talk about his improvement, what you've seen since the beginning of the season?
Yeah, he's an explosive guy, and he's definitely had the skill set to compete at the college level, and now that he's gotten a little bit of experience, he knows how everything works, he's improved a lot.
So what does that mean as a receiver, you know, as a quarterback looking at the receivers, what does it mean to get experience? Like, where has he gotten better?
Just understanding defenses. I think now, after he's seen a couple different defenses, he really understands what he's doing and why he's doing it, and that definitely helps a quarterback a lot.
Well, let's talk about you in the last game. So what did you see on that last drive? You had an opportunity to tie the game. It didn't work out, you know, perfectly in the end, but what did you see on the final drive? Maybe mistakes, things that you could improve on?
Yeah, there's always things that we can improve on. I mean, nothing really specifically on that last drive. Just got to execute better, and hopefully it doesn't come down to the last drive and we execute better the whole game.
What did you see on the final pass that got tipped?
The guy that tipped it was actually rushing, and one of our offensive linemen just blocked him so good that he realized he had no shot of getting to me. So he just backed up a little bit and then jumped and tipped it.
We're talking to Max Gillum, UNLV quarterback now, in for Armani Rogers. Did you have a guy growing up that you idolized, that, you know, you said, hey, this is my style quarterback?
Right now I like Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Deshaun Watson, that's my guy.
Why is that?
I just love the way he plays, his competitive spirit, his confidence, everything about him.
All right, looking ahead, what does San Jose present on defense versus what you just faced with Air Force?
They're definitely a hungry team. I mean, no, they haven't won a game yet, so they're fighting for that. So those teams backed up against the wall can be dangerous sometimes, even though they haven't won any games. So they're going to be hungry, but we're going to be ready.
So you bounced around a little bit, right? You started at Cal, you went to JUCO, now you're here at UNLV. First of all, why did you gravitate to Vegas? Why did you like Vegas? Because Vegas isn't for every player who's recruited.
Mm-hmm. It was just close to home. That was a big thing for me, and I like the area. There's really nothing like Vegas. So I thought it would be a cool time to, or a cool place to spend a couple years.
All right, last one. This is very important. I know the game is at hand, and you're prepping for that, but Halloween is next week, and I'm starting to see teams and players and athletes around the country get all amped up for Halloween.
Okay.
Is this group going to be amped up for Halloween, or is it all work this next week or so?
Oh no, it'll be all work. Halloween is on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not the best day for it, so we probably won't get to do too much.
You're not gonna dress up?
I probably will not be dressing up.
Do you ever dress up?
I do dress up. Actually, me and Makai Stevenson, one of our receivers, were gonna dress up. He was gonna be Tyrese and I was gonna be Paul Walker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain that to the old guys. What does that mean? Because I'm an old guy.
So there are two guys that were in Fast and Furious, and he said I kind of looked like Paul Walker, and Makai's a dark-skinned dude, and so is Tyrese, and he said he wanted to be Tyrese. So that's how we got it.
All right. Looking back as a kid, anything memorable, like best costume you ever had, maybe most embarrassing? You ever look back at a picture and you're like, why? Why, parents? Why did you let me do that?
Nothing really that embarrassing, or at least I didn't think it was embarrassing when I was doing it. But my favorite costume was probably Batman. I was Batman one year, and that's my favorite superhero. So that'd probably be my favorite.
All right, time to be a superhero this weekend, right?
Yes,
get
sir.
A win, break out of the schneid.
Yes, sir.
That's Steve Cofield with Rebel quarterback Max Killam. What about you for Halloween, Steve?
That's funny. You know, talking to Max, I it's almost one of those shake the fist of the sun moments. Like, I don't know if kids like Halloween anymore. He's still a kid. He was like, kind of not into it. I think adults like my age, just being clowns going out, I think we've stolen Halloween from the young guys.
No more thunder. I mean, it is kind of rare now to see kids get fired up. Like
I think my costume, and it didn't work, obviously, with complexion, but one of my favorite baseball players, I'm doing this for Russ, he'll remember, was Cecil Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
So, little, like, Brewer helmet, you know, with the traditional M and the B, open stance.
Sure. Big slugger.
No one knew who the hell it was. I had a bald cap on. Remember, he was kind of bald like, when he was, like, 32. So.
Well, considering your background, I thought it'd be like Chris Chambliss or somebody like that.
No, I was weird as a Ute before I moved over to the Yankees. And then, you're right, I would be Don Mattingly.
Mattingly, okay.
So, sports nerd.
I had you for a few years older, sorry.
Shocker, right?
Bingo.
I think that might have been a dig. 48 going on 59. Thanks, Russ.
I didn't say it. All right. Now, San Jose State. They are winless at 0-7, but outside of the recent loss to Army, they've been a lot more competitive, and their record really would indicate, aren't they?
You know, he's done a really good job of Coach Brennan of getting those guys to continue to fight for each other and play for each other. You know, they had a tough loss to UC Davis starting off, and then played Washington State and Oregon, had some tough games. But, you know, as of late, they've done a really good job. You know, they lost a 3-point game to San Diego State. They were down 28-0 to Colorado State and then came back and took the lead in the fourth quarter, 30-28, before losing by 12. And, they played well. They've done some really, really good things. Hawaii, they lost a 3-point game in 5 overtimes. So their team's got a lot of fight to him. Love's doing a good job. You can definitely tell he's matured as a quarterback and he's playing well. And the biggest thing about these guys is they just play hard. I mean, there's no one spectacular out there. They've got some good guys, but they play hard and they play a lot of different guys. They rotate more guys on their defense than anybody we've seen all year.
Certainly been in every game. I mean, the conference losses they've had, they're averaging, it's a 6-point deficit. That's it.
Yeah. No, like I said, as of late, they've played really, really well in these conference games so far. So, you know, I don't care who you play, it's going to be a challenge out there. You know, we've got to you know, hit the ground running in this game. We need to jump on these guys. We've got to make some plays. We have to create good things to happen early in this game for us to gain the confidence to keep rolling. Offense needs to pick up where it left off, and defense has got to go out there. And we're going to be able to take some more risks, take some more chances based on the offense that they run. But we got to get after our quarterback, move him off the spot. We got to have some pressures, and we got to create some turnovers.
Is crowd size something you factor in? And with San Jose, what I'm talking about, and I've seen this happen in basketball, you go into UNLV used to go to TCU has built a good basketball program, but you go to TCU and there'd be, you know, 500 fans there.
Yeah.
And it actually is a detriment. It sounds weird, right? Because normally you're like, I don't want to go against 17,000 fans. So San Jose, it does not draw a ton of fans. Is that a concern, you know, making sure that the energy's not sapped out because you feel like you're not really playing in front of anyone?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Believe me, we talked about that early in the week, talked about it on Saturday, we talked about it throughout the week. Those guys, when we watch film, they're seeing it. You know, they don't have much of a crowd out there right now. I mean, who knows, maybe they'll have a big one Saturday, but, you know, if it's like it's been in the past, when we've gone there, it's been a really, really small crowd. So you got to get yourself right, you know. Right now, it shouldn't be about anything other than us, you know, feeling good about the work that we're putting in and, you know, getting something to go home with that we can build on. So it's definitely something we'll talk about before the game, and those guys got to be ready to go.
So talking about it on the field, the matchups are a little different than the couple teams you played. They play a lot of 11 personnel. How do you feel that that plays into your hands? Is that an advantage for you guys? Is it more of a better matchup?
Well, it is good. We've got some, our linebackers are a little undersized. Gabe McCoy playing a little at the end, and linebacker Javen White, out there playing. When they've got a lineup, you saw Javen a lot of times lining up on the edge last week, it became really, really difficult for him. This is going to allow these guys to play in space a little bit more. Got to play well in the back end, but I think, if we can create a pass rush with our guys, which we need to, it'll get these guys energized and enthused and rolling.
Back with a couple more moments at head coach Tony Sanchez on the Tony Sanchez Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. This is the Tony Sanchez Show on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
When something goes wrong with your air conditioning, you only have three options, and doing nothing isn't one of them. So one, you can mess with the problem yourself. Good luck with that. Two, you can call some inexperienced smaller AC shop you know nothing about. Or three, you can call the guys you've known for a long time. Yes Air Conditioning. They're run by a bunch of slightly obsessive neat freaks who will do the job so well you may never see them again. When AC problems arise, the Yes Man can. Call Yes Air Conditioning, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback.
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
On any road, at any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your
left. Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story, then never get started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Gentlemen, the new 2019 Toyotas have arrived at Findlay Toyota. Come see them today. Findlay Toyota is the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. For the best selection and the best price, it's Findlay Toyota. Along with Steve Cofield and Caleb Herring and our on-site engineer Chris Hernandez, I'm Russ Langer with head coach Tony Sanchez talking about San Jose State coming up on this Saturday as the Rebels try to break their four-game slide. The Spartans' defense has certainly some question marks, Tony, but the passing game was impressive against San Diego State. They nearly won that game.
They did. They were in control most of the game. Their quarterback, he did a really good job in that game of just not making mistakes. He just, throwing the ball away when he needs to throw it away. His accuracy is at a high level. I mean, he's a guy you can just tell is older. He's played a lot. He's been the starter. He's become the backup. He's battled back to become the starter again. And so I think he's a guy that I'd assume that whole team really respects.
They're only averaging 52 yards a game rushing, but 255 passing because of Josh Love, the quarterback.
Yeah, so the trick there is to make sure they continue to average that rushing. That's been brought up a lot. We don't want them to kind of find their way against us. We got to do a really, really good job of making them one-dimensional. I think if you limit it to one thing, that's your best chance of winning, but we don't want them to find balance all of a sudden. That's the same thing we need to do offensively. We got to go ahead and we need to be balanced and be explosive on both sides.
Nice to see Lexington break that long one off, 74 yards. He had done that several times early in the season, but he'd been not as productive the last couple of games.
Yeah, he had 50 yards in the first half and then got knocked out the first play of the second half against Utah State, so we really didn't get to see him finish that game. So we're fortunate that we had him come back in this game. That's important. I mean, I think that run production, and that was a weird game. We really didn't have a lot of carries. Lex got his carries, but a lot of the other guys, Owens and Campbell and Charles, really didn't touch the ball much. I think the two of them had one carry, and Charles I don't think he had a carry during the game, but we didn't run the ball that many times. We were in the 20s when it came to the run, which was not usual for us, but again, because they were loading the box.
So because of that, like game planning going into this week, do you game plan to be more balanced, or do you game plan to go kind of what the defense gives you, we'll take it at this point with your offense?
Well, that's kind of what we do every week. It's kind of what the defense gives us. We look at what they do, and then we've got a menu to attack that. I mean, there's some things that you're going to do no matter what because who you are, but a lot of it is, you know, you have a big enough menu to where, all right, this is what, you know, it's like, for example, this week, they do a lot of drop eight, right? So all of a sudden you get down and you know, you're in the red zone. Normally, teams are playing a lot of man, is what we've seen. So all of a sudden, you get in the red zone with these guys. They're rushing three and dropping eight all the time, trying to get you to force it in the window. So, you know, obviously, we're going to have to counteract that stuff.
So you're not where you want to be this season, right? Obviously, you hope to have a couple more wins.
Yep.
How are you dealing with the frustration? And especially, there's a lot of outside noise. There are expectations. So how are you dealing with it?
Well, you know what? You got a job, and you just got to show up every day and go to work and do it. I mean, I got a text from my dad today. He just said, "Hey, are you okay? How you handling?" I said, "I'm fine. I'm going to show up to work and keep on working and stay positive." Because at the end of the day, that whole tenor and that whole heartbeat of that football team, they're going to look at you and how you're handling it. And if you got your mind right and you're doing the right things, you know what? They're going to follow along, and they're going to fight like they did last week. So bottom line is, you know, I got hired here to move an entire program out of an abyss, and we're moving it forward. We're frustrated right now. We thought we'd have more wins. We didn't think we'd lose our guy, you know, at the helm early on, and we've struggled battling with that. We're going to continue to fight through this thing. But I tell you what, our seniors get one more win, they'll have more wins than any four-year group in the last, I think, 15 years. I mean, so they're moving it forward, and they'll keep fighting. They're going to get some more wins, and we can battle ourselves back into it. I think worrying about that right now does nobody any good. It's too big of a deal right now to say, hey, we got to win four of the next five. So let's just go ahead and win one, and after that, we'll talk about winning the next one and winning the next one. And this is a good team. It's a team built, I think, for long-term success. You know, when you look offensively, in the two deep, we're going to lose Nate Jacobson, and we're going to lose, you know, Lex. And everybody's coming back. I mean, O-line, receiver. Defensively, we've got some guys we're going to lose. We've got some more holes to fill. We've got to get better in certain areas. I think that's evident. But bringing in a full group of 25 this year coming on up, we finish the season strong. We do the things we're capable of doing. It'll add the steam that we need moving forward. We got to go out and keep recruiting. And you know what? I knew it was going to be a tough job when I got here. Don't know if I realized how tough. But you know what? We're fired up about it. We're going to stay the course.
Back with our remaining moments with head coach Tony Sanchez and the Tony Sanchez Show, along with Steve Cofield and Caleb Herring. And we'll return after this on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Take care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanics, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota, and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr, and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, at Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see, so much to do. You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered, or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125-26 dents, or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Welcome back to the Tony Sanchez Show. They are born and raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Come into Finley Toyota for the largest selection of new, certified, pre-owned, and used vehicles to choose from. Finley Toyota, they'll do anything to sell you a car. Last question, Coach, for this evening. You know, what Rocky Long has done at San Diego State took about, started about 10 years ago. So you talk about the abyss, and people have to be, you know,
yeah, they, you know, it was funny. I was talking to Rocky in the offseason. They had a 15-year span where they didn't go to a bowl game, you know, and, you know, they got in there and got rolling, and 16. So there you go. So, we've got a ways to go, but we're going to roll our sleeves up, and we're going to go to work and get us there.
All right, Coach, we'll see you on the plane. Caleb, Steve, appreciate everything. Chris Hernandez, our on-site engineer, and back at home base, Mark Seidel. This is the Tony Sanchez Show on UNLV Sports Network from Learfield. Thanks for joining us.
On the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Tony Sanchez Show, presented by Fenway Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.